I'm Jason Stein, publisher of Automotive News, and this is Daily Drive. It's Tuesday, June 23rd. If there's one area being watched more closely than others in the midst of an automotive recovery, it's consumer credit. As credit tightened over the course of the last month, all corners of the retail and wholesale industry are paying attention. The financial side of the pandemic is a unique one, full of contradictions. The stock market continues to surge, consumer confidence is waning, and potential car buyers who are still employed are showing signs of a resurgence in the retail space. But what does that look like on the other side when it comes to the financial sector? Toyota Financial Services sits at the epicenter of the consumer journey, watching Toyota and Lexus buyers navigate the new world. It also launched its own private label on April 1st, an interesting time for a new suite of services, for sure. Karen Edeno, Group Vice President for Product, Marketing, and Brand, Remarketing, and Business Analytics at Toyota Financial Services, is watching all of it and learning a lot about persistence and the growth of her team. To discuss the role at TFS, we've reached Karen Edeno at her home office in Plano, Texas. Hi there, Karen. How are you today?
Good morning, Jason. Good. How are you?
Great. We'd love an update. We'd love to know how your world looks right now and maybe what you're seeing. Let's start off by asking what you're seeing on the financial side of things as TFS looks into the current state of the world.
Sure. Jason, we're in a period of contradiction, right? So despite our high unemployment and the indications of a recession, the markets have held up well. You know, and this has been in thanks to part the Fed's involvement. The Fed indicated they'll keep rates at their current level until it's confident that the economy has weathered the recent events and it's on track to achieve its maximum employment and price stability goals. And with that, the Fed's Main Street Lending Program, which I'm sure you're very well aware of, is targeting companies with up to 15,000 employees with loans, right, from 250,000. I believe it's up to maximum of 200. Million and plus, but has finally launched, right? They announced it in April and they finally launched it. And we expect this will add to the economic stability. And we also believe the Small Business Administration, you know, the Paycheck Protection Program was a success in terms of keeping people in their jobs. And importantly, we started seeing lenders exit or scale back in their auto finance originations. And well, hopefully that can provide some opportunity for us as captives like TFS, who are dedicated to auto lending.
How do you operate in a period of contradiction? How do you plan during that?
Well, what we plan for as well during this time, you know, we wanted to first and foremost focus on our dealers and our customers. So what we did at Toyota Financial Services and Lexus Financial Services, as well as for Mazda, we provided payment relief options to customers affected by COVID, right? So you saw a lot of captives out there and we were right along and leading that. Those affected, lease and finance customers who were eligible to take advantage of finance contract payment extensions or even lease deferred payments. And we also waived late charges. And we saw an unprecedented amount of customers taking advantage of these offers. So we know it helped them to keep some stability and keep them in place with their vehicles. And we're also working with our dealer partners to provide several options to assist lessees who are impacted by the pandemic and while at the end or near of their lease term. And at the height of the economic slowdown, if you recall, in 2009, TFS worked with Toyota Motor North America to offer 90 days of deferred payments on purchases of new and certified and Lexus vehicles. And that helped spur some sales as well. So we definitely focused on that. And for our dealers, you know, we're temporarily reducing rates on all floor plan lines, as well as deferring interest on those lines. And we've also provided a principal payment deferral option for real estate and working capital loans. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, our Toyota Financial Savings Bank, we were happy when they were approved as a lender for the Small Business Association, so through the Paycheck Protection Program. And I'm happy to say that they processed over 400,000 applications for a total of nearly $500 million, impacting over 40,000 applicant businesses. So during this economic and financial challenging time, we're doing what we can to support our dealers and our customers.
So payment extensions, lease deferrals, waiving of late charges is a great short-term strategy to help those who are, of course, most in need. Do you worry about what this looks like 6 months from now?
So what we focus on and continually focus on, what can we do today? But also in the long term, we've got our eye on the long term. We're also, if you may also be aware, on April 1st, we launched our private label business with Mazda North America Operations as our first client and partner. And what we're trying to do is take a look at what we're doing today strategically to help and support our customers and dealers today, but also grow new opportunities to ensure mobility for all. And while I bring this up at this point, Jason, with that question, is because we know we've got over 40 years of a strong foundation with our technology and our full suite of products and services. And with our focus on our high-touch philosophy and competitive advantages of a captive finance model, this has been a natural extension for our traditional business and growth opportunity for TFS. So while you ask me, what can we do today, but in the long term, what can we do? We continue to help support with our captive finance model, our brands, and making sure that our customers are well taken care of and that we're thinking long term for our dealers. And in this case, it was a natural fit for Mazda, given our previous partnership in production and manufacturing ventures. And in this case, we're optimistic for the mid and longer term of this business. And although we could have never, as we all know, could have never anticipated the turn of events occurring right now, given COVID-19, we're staying agile and we're focused on supporting our Mazda and Toyota and Lexus dealers and their customers.
It takes quite a stomach to launch a product on April 1st during the middle of a pandemic, especially a financial tool. But you stuck to it. Tell me about that decision.
We did. We knew that it was the right time. We knew we had to, given the environment we were faced, and as quickly as we were launching, we were very excited. We had months in planning, and we had decided the target date was April 1st of this year. And although that timing with the latter part of March with COVID, we said we need to focus. Our focus, again, remained on supporting our OEMs, as well as ensuring that our Mazda and our Toyota dealers had a strong partner in play from April 1st. And so we couldn't waver off of that. And we wanted to make sure that those customers during that difficult time would have a strong partner in place to support them throughout the continued life of their lease and loan.
So Karen, give me the view at the dealer level. What are you hearing now as we start to head towards July 4th, another month? I think we're into, we've lost track, probably 15 or 16 weeks of this now. What are you hearing at the dealer level as it relates to customers coming in, needing financing? What types of customers are they seeing?
Yeah, we've heard from our dealers, that the sales are increasing, but they're as well. It's a difficult time for the entire automotive industry, Toyota and our business partners, right, as we face challenges related to the impact of COVID-19, and we continue to monitor the situation and base our decisions on the long-term benefit to our business, as I just previously mentioned. We believe that the sales will continue to improve through the summer. We see 2020 ending with a SAR at $13.6 million, and our dealers are well-positioned for the recovery, since we'll be introducing 9 new or refreshed Toyota and Lexus vehicles in 2020. Our Mazda sales continue to grow and have been the last couple months. Customers are looking for brands that they trust, and right now we are there for them. So we have seen sales continue to increase over the 4th of July weekend. We know there will be traffic. I would say there's a different way that customers are looking for purchasing their vehicles, both online as well as in dealership, and we're continuing to focus on that as well with those. But again, we have some challenges, but we see them as opportunities for TFS going forward.
And you mentioned one kind of at the top of the conversation, other lenders scaling back and that creating an opportunity for you to step in. Can you put a little more context around that?
I sure can. So what I think about is, like the rest of the industry, right, we're affected by broader environmental challenges, such as, and I'm sure they come quickly to your mind, Jason, it's the COVID-19, mm-hmm. The stock market fluctuations, things like oil and fuel price fluctuation, things that we need to heavily consider, and consumer spending and their confidence or lack of confidence, and fluctuating unemployment. And most importantly, recently, is a protest about racial injustice and social inequality. But with these challenges, we do see opportunities. You know, captives really demonstrate their value in times of economic contraction. And we're solely focused on the auto business. So while we've seen some lenders pull back, we've remained a steady source of credit for both our customers and dealers. We really see this as an opportunity to discover how we can work more efficiently and effectively as a company. And the switch to fully remote work was sudden, but it was built upon years of technology and process improvements. And now we're very happy. We're discovering that our team members across the company are working well in remote environments with new technology. And we prove that we could pivot quickly when needed. And we want to continue fostering that in our culture and trying new and innovative things. And in terms of the current environment, we see the opportunity, right, to underlie our corporate heritage. Toyota is a foundation built on respect for people and to take a stand to promote racial justice. And it's important that we emphasize our commitment to diversity and inclusion within our company and also let the world know what we stand for. You know, today I saw in your recent issue today in Automotive News, as well with, you know, remote work grows and office needs reexamined. Really, it's important right now to look inwardly to our team members and also in our workplace and our workforce and our communities in which we support.
And in fact, related to that story, Bob Carter quoted in there saying that, you know, employees have really stepped up. Team members have stepped up, and a measurable productivity increase, even in its, you know, Toyota's call center.
Exactly. And even in that case, right, we, Mark Templin, you know, had challenged us as an organization to quickly get our team members, right, working from home, and what could we do to support them? To your point, exactly. We had, you know, we have hundreds of team members who are located in our service centers, right? And other areas of the company, especially in the service center function, they don't have laptops. And since they were all working, they previously worked at our customer service centers. I'll give you a quick story.
Sure.
Fortunately, our IT team had been working with the organization, you know, to deploy a range of new technology solutions prior to the COVID crisis. So when it became clear that we couldn't have people coming into office, coming back into the office, we quickly moved to implement a work from home for nearly all the employees, right? So this entailed our IT team driving truckloads, I mean truckloads of laptops, to the customer service centers and dispensing them to our customer service representatives. This really was a test of the organization's adaptability, and we really succeeded beyond our expectations. You know, again, I have to really hand it to the team, the enterprise. They quickly ramped up, learning a new technology where necessarily and adapting to new processes. And managers as well, you know, they had to learn how to manage their teams remotely and keep them engaged. I know that was part of it, right? Boost efficiency and morale and keep them engaged. And it was a great success. And that's really fortunate since we were experiencing unprecedented call volumes. Just think about that, right? During that particular time, they had unprecedented call volumes at the time with customers contacting TFS for payment relief. So now we've got to make sure we can continue to look at this, and we're doing it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain areas within the organization, our field team, right, with their high touch support of our dealers. But at the corporate offices, there are opportunities, right? We have team members that who may go into the office depending on their role, but we are definitely specifically complying, you know, as most with federal health and safety guidelines. And as I've gone in as well, at times taking the temperature of employees each time they return to the work place and giving them a questionnaire to identify any potential exposure risks for COVID-19. And we do practice social distancing on the job. The office, the corporate office, it definitely looks different, right, as you walk in there now. And they're you know, frequently sanitizing our offices and, you know, personal equipment, face masks, and hand sanitizer. Those day-to-day implementations are critical to keeping our team members and us safe, and our customers and our suppliers that we come into contact with and our dealers. So we're doing it. We're doing it right, but couldn't be prouder of the organization and our team members to be adaptable, agile, and for the senior most in our organization, our executive team, to recognize that we can do it and we can be most effective and efficient also working remotely at our home offices.
We're all learning so much during this, and it's going to change everything going forward, right? Excellent. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you for being on Daily Drive with me today.
Thank you, Jason, for having me and having an opportunity to connect with you. Have a wonderful day.
We reached Karen Edeno at her home office in Plano, Texas, And that's Daily Drive for Tuesday, June 23rd. For breaking news, go to autonews.com. And for a library of more than 70 stories, go to autonews.com/dailydrive. We'll be back Wednesday.